Hello, I'm Mario Taniguzzi, Managing Editor of Canada's podcast, Taking Care of Business Today, with Donovan Bailey, who is an Olympic gold medalist, an entrepreneur, and a speaker. Thanks for joining us today, Donovan.
Mario, thanks for having me. Great to be on your show.
All right, let's talk about success. You've known success in your life. Tell me, you know, when you grew up as a kid, you know, in Jamaica initially, did you ever in your wildest dreams think you would be where you are today? And along that journey, what do you attribute that success to?
Well, I mean, the first thing is, yes. I mean, I always knew I was going to be successful. Didn't know exactly what it was, because I'm very certain that any child, your dream, whatever your dreams are when you're, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, that's usually not what you are successful at.
Yeah.
However, my parents, you know, were probably the greatest. I always talk about my parents because I think that they're the greatest support system ever. And obviously had set me up to be you know, a hard worker, a smart worker, and a productive member of society. So I didn't know exactly where I'd be today. I just knew that I was on a trajectory from as a child to be successful. So you know, nothing. I'm someone who always plays it forward. So nothing really surprised me. I am someone that every day I get up and I try to be positive, and I put the work in to make sure that I have success at the end of the day.
So tell me, you know, when it comes to success, and how much of it is talent, how much of it is work, especially from an athlete's perspective?
Well, the same characteristics as an athlete, it's the same as a lawyer, it's the same as a business person, it's the exact same for everybody. I mean, you know, number one, you have to have passion. So you have to like what it is that you do. Or if you want to be successful, you have to pretend that you like it, mm-hmm. and you also have to put the work in. Surrounding yourself with people that challenge you to be your better self is always a great example of successful people. You know, mm-hmm. and at the end of the day, you have to be able to, one, show up after you put the work in, be mentored by someone, and execute.
Yeah. How do you, you know, obviously, you know, as an athlete, the training and the rigor of training is immense. How do you push yourself through that?
Well, number one, you know, I just touched on that. I think that not every day is going to be a good day.
Yeah.
So I think that when you set goals, you have to understand that whatever the goals are in the future, whether or not that is a month, a year, 5 years, whenever it is, you have to understand that you have to understand that you now need to look at the goal, but then, you know, dial it back to today. So dial it back to reality, dial it back to real life, and essentially slowly understand that in order to get goals, it's all about small wins and small steps. You know, mm-hmm. So ultimately, it is about your daily work ethic, your daily contribution, the things you do every single day. Small victories every single day will always allow you to get the goal that you want to have achieved.
What about failures along the way? How do you deal with those? And are they important to learn how to deal with failures?
One of the things I learned from when I was very young is that there's no such thing as failures. I think in the journey of life, there are things that are put out in front of you for you to learn. So ultimately, if you spend your time thinking about, you know, what you've lost or the shots you've missed or the races that I've lost, then you don't learn anything. So yeah. So from when I was very young, I understood that it was winning or learning. And either way, there's a lesson being learned in that. So every single hour of every single day, you're either winning or you're learning something. There is a lesson that's there, you know. Yeah. So ultimately for me, I think that there's a Michael Jordan quote, and the quote was, "You miss 100% of the shots you don't take." Sure. You know, so again, take the opportunities every single day to try new things, You know, learning is part of the process. Sometimes people say failing is part of the process, but learning is part of the process. And to me, that is probably the greatest example or the greatest trait of every single winner or every single successful person out there. It is the learning process that you face along the way to your victory.
Yeah. Now, you know, spending all that those years as a youth and as a young adult in sports, what do you think you learned from sports that carried on in your life to today to be an, you know, being an entrepreneur and being a speaker, etc.?
Well, you know what? Well, the number one thing, first of all, I am the greatest supporter of every child in the world should participate in sports. Now, we know that to be a professional athlete in any sport whatsoever, it is 1% of 1%. We already know that.
Yeah.
However, I think that from I was a child playing, you know, playing soccer, obviously hockey is number one in this country as a team sport, but playing any sport whatsoever, team sport, individual sport, it teaches you so much about your own character, your own, the characteristics that you have on leadership, the characteristics you have about work ethic, role play. All of these things teach you, all of them teach you how to be a better person. All of them teach you how to be a better employer. All of them teach you how to be a better employee. All of the every single thing about sports is a functionality of real life. So I am the greatest and biggest supporter that every child, and I don't care what it is. The great thing about track and field is that no matter who you are, no matter what your body look like, it doesn't matter. There's an event for you, right? But what that teaches you, number one, confidence, self-esteem, teamwork, role play. And these are all the things that will allow you to, again, to get up and be a productive member of society in whatever you choose to do and whatever whatever you know career you choose.
And you chose sprinting. Tell me the background to that, how you got into sprinting and why you liked it. What was the passion there for that particular sport?
Well, Mario, I think that sprinting chose me, actually. You know what? I was quite blessed to be a great athlete from when I was young. My passion is still basketball. It was basketball then. It's still basketball now. But I found out I'm number four of five boys in my family. So I have four brothers.
Yeah.
And so I knew very quickly that I was one of the better athletes. So any sport that I played, you know, I could jump higher than all the other athletes. I could run faster than the other athletes. So I had this blessing from day one. Now, you know, as a child, I took things for granted. I was never really passionate about it. So along the way, you find great people. My coach, Dan Paff, I met him. And, you know, one day he just looked at me and said, you know, when you want to get serious about this and you're ready to be focused and disciplined, just come and train with me and you'll be the greatest. That's really all I really had to hear. You know, so, being a business person in Toronto, you know, I thought, well, you know what? I'm getting older. At that time, I was 21. I thought, okay, you know what? I need to go and see this. I thought I was getting older. And for me, I needed to see what this life would bring. And so, you know, that's really what it is. I moved from Oakville, Ontario to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And, in the next few months, my legacy started.
Yeah. Speaking of legacy, now remind me again, Donovan, at the time, your world record in the 100 was what?
The world record in 1996, the world record, the Olympic record, the Canadian record, the Commonwealth record, the fastest time in the history of the world was 9.84.
Okay. Now, today, the world record is what?
9.58 by Usain Bolt. So my world record and Olympic record was broken by Usain Bolt in 2008. So the Olympic record, that Olympic record stood from 1996 to 2008.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. humanly possible? Like, what is humanly possible for the fastest 100, do you think?
I have no clue. I mean, and really, that's the real answer. One of the things that we, you know, we have some, you know, amazing young talent today. Every single day, you know, kids are getting bigger, stronger, faster. I mean, we've got technology in shoes. We have technology in track. We have nutrition. We have, you know, training technique. So we have all kinds of things right now. So the real answer for me is I don't know. The potential for the human body is going to be, you know, as fast as that generation's going to be. We have no idea. I never thought in my lifetime I'd witness a human being run 9.58. I know what that's. I know what it's like to be a world record holder, and I never thought I'd see that, but I did. I witnessed it, and Usain Bolt's the greatest sprinter on earth, the greatest sprinter ever. And certainly I didn't think I was going to see that. So I do not know. Well, I do not know in my lifetime if I'm ever going to see someone run as fast. But yes, with all of the things I just mentioned, training, you know, technology, nutrition, all of those things, you know, you never know.
Yeah. Now, Donovan, you're in Calgary right now. You're going to be talking at tomorrow, which is Tuesday, April 30th, at the Classroom Champions event. And then I understand, and I'll see you at that event, but I'll also see you May 30th at the Calgary Italian Sportsman's Dinner as well.
Word gets around. Word is getting around. Yes, Mario. Yes.
So tell me, when you go out speaking, what's a key message you want to leave with people?
For me, we talk about success. I'm also a very optimistic person. But I'm also someone who challenges people to be their better self. So ultimately for me, I'm in a great position in my life where I'm playing it forward for a younger generation. So what I do is I encourage people of my lineage, you know, to mentor younger people, to make sure that our next generation is prepared for whatever it is that the world brings. But I speak a lot about success and teamwork, and also about the similarities that we have, regardless of what we look like and where we come from. In fact, we are all way more similar than we are different.
Yeah, that's true. Tell me a little bit about your book. What's the message in that book?
Well, you know what? My book, Undisputed, one, you can get that at anywhere books are sold. Yeah. You know what? I've been asked for many, many years to write a memoir, or to write a little bit about my life. And so this, I just wanted to put it all together in one place. And I know that I'm going to write a second and a third book because after this first book is out, I'm remembering things, you know, and I'm being reminded of things that I probably left out all the good stories. but my book really is about, you know, my life. The love-hate relationship I have with politics of sports, you know, the mentorship that I gave to my teammates, you know, bringing Canada back from a place where it was under dark clouds to a place where we're number one again on the planet in a sport that's been very good to me and not very good for everybody else, but it's been very good to me and my teammates. So the book's about celebrating my mother and my father, and I think that there's a lot of, and you know, there's a lot of, you know, people like myself that don't celebrate our parents enough. So for me, my book kind of encompasses all of those things, and the journey that I can now do. I think today, Mario, we can speak about tons of topics that was looked upon back in the 90s. Today we can speak about everything, and every time you and I can have a conversation about any topic now and not worry about anything.
Yeah. I think I saw in the promotional material for the book a line there that caught me. It was something along the lines of not settling for second best. Would you say that's your motto?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, and here's the thing. That, first of all, I will never settle for second best. Never, never. But I think that sometimes in the message, there are times that people think that being number one is winning, or being number five or number 10 is not. What I'm saying to you is that I think that we all have immense potential. And sometimes somebody winning means that there, if there's a, if, and again, we can always use sport as an analogy. If I'm the 10th fastest man in the world, but I've given everything in my body, in my life, my commitments, and I am the 10th person, you're a winner, right? So, yeah. So there are times that we break down, like in my talks, in my travels, in my speeches, in my Q&As, there are times that I have dialogue with people and I let them understand, you're a winner just because there's a place that you came in a sporting event or you're the fifth best employee somewhere, or you're the number five CEO, doesn't mean you're not winning. It does not mean you're not winning. Yeah. So I think that people optimizing their own potential is something that I preach a lot.
Okay. I'm curious. Another famous Canadian sprinter, or infamous, some might say as well, Ben Johnson's written a book as well. Have you read his book?
I have not.
Oh, okay.
I have not.
Are you going to read it, do you think? Or?
Sure. You know what? Absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, in my book, I speak about Ben, you know, obviously guilty of the things that he did, obviously guilty of taking drugs, but also I think in some ways he was a victim, you know, so again, that's just my own opinion. So I think it's always good to hear and understand the story. I mean, I was a young teenage man then, you know, so I don't really know all the stories and you know, all the inner workings of it. So yeah. I am someone who's always curious. And I'm always going to learn. I'm always going to read. I'm always going to watch a documentary. I'm always going to have a conversation with well-informed people. So absolutely, I'll read it.
Okay. Last question I have for you, and it kind of relates to the Ben Johnson thing, but what's your message to young athletes who may be tempted to cheat? Obviously that prize, is there, right? And there's a lot of temptations in sport to cheat in whatever fashion that may be. But what's your message to athletes?
Well, the message is I've proven that you can become the greatest in the history of the world and remain intact and never, ever, ever be tempted by drugs. And ultimately, I think that every single athlete out there, do not expect great results if you do not put the work in.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Real simple.
Real simple it is.
All real right. Simple.
Donovan, I really appreciate your time on this. Thank you very much.
Mario, great to chat to you. See you tomorrow.
All right, super. That was Donovan Bailey, Olympic gold medalist and entrepreneur and speaker. I'm Mario Taniguzzi, managing editor of Canada's podcast, Taking Care of Business Today. Thanks for joining us.